French President Emmanuel Macron is urging his European Union counterparts to ramp up sanctions against Iran. Concern is growing over Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel that it could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. The ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine, that's also high on the agenda, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joining online. That meeting is in Brussels. The Dow had 16 points, but the Nasdaq losing 115. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a front on the way, but it's weakening as it gets closer to us, so it looks like a dry forecast. Another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84 today. Mostly cloudy today and tonight. Mild tonight, low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix. Then the risk of some widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and much cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
The Alabama House has delayed a vote on a bill that would raise the state's internet sales tax. HB 258 is being proposed by state lawmaker Chris England, and it matches the internet sales tax to that which is placed on retailers with brick-and-mortar businesses here in Alabama. The tax bill that was offered by state lawmaker Joe Lovern did pass with a unanimous vote. That bill created a one-day sales tax holiday on items used for camping and fishing. However, that bill from Lovern cannot go into effect without the passage of England's bill. Members in the state Senate are indicating that if both bills come to them, the increase in online sales tax will not be well received. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
And the Alabama Senate did pass a bill that withholds economic incentives from companies that allow for unionization but do not allow for a secret ballot election on that decision. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Arthur Orr, says the legislation does not prevent any effort for a company to unionize. It just requires that workers voting on the matter have the privacy of a secret ballot. The bill now heads over to the Alabama House. Well, there is a new music festival coming to North Alabama. The Huntsville Music Office is planning this event for the fall of this year. The new event will be called the South Star Music Festival and will occur at John Hunt Park. The South Star Music Festival is planning to have 20 to 25 acts perform over the two-day time span. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Hold on to your butts.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. Eddie's still here. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm all right. How you doing, Joe?
Doing all right. And we also have JP here in the studio. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. How you
doing? All right. And let's go to Babs real quick. She's been very patient. Hey, Babs.
Barbara.
I've told you about doing your mime impersonation on the radio. It doesn't work, Barbara. Okay, well, call me back, Babs. How about this? A little palate cleanser, because it's been a pretty serious show today. Did y'all see that, I believe this is in Montana? Don't you love it when an animal escapes from the circus?
That old Butte, Montana?
Yeah, here it is. Just a short clip.
Circus in Montana. The elephant's name's Viola. She brought traffic to a screeching halt. The handler chasing her through the streets. We can report tonight Viola has been taken into custody by circus employees. And while nobody was hurt, it's rumored that Biden's Justice Department may charge the elephant with obstructing an official proceeding. But sources tell Primetime before being captured that Viola did go number two. On an elephant is...
I can't imagine just going about my normal traffic day, going to or from work, and that is that an elephant?
Especially in Butte, Montana. Right. Dude, there ain't nothing else in Butte, Montana.
Really?
There's nothing there.
Why is this, like, this is a good day.
Right. The most exciting thing that's happened in Butte, Montana, probably 100 years.
Oh, my God.
And the exciting thing was the circus coming to town.
Right, exactly. Right.
And now he's on the loose. Viola's on the loose. Maybe it's a she. I don't know. Let me look at this.
The elephant walking down the road. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
These are folks real-time reacting.
Only in Butte.
Only in Butte.
Imagine looking up and that's an elephant. I mean, it just takes a second for your mind to process what you're right. seeing.
Yeah, that's that made me chuckle this morning. It certainly did. Now, again, this guy for NPR, he was fired. Mm-hmm. Well, he was put on suspension or whatever, and he's signing like, you know what, I quit.
They were trying to give him correction.
I'm not even going to entertain this mm-hmm. at all.
And I think his statement said something to the effect of, you know, my suspension, or the CEO that has come out and said these things, are a perfect embodiment of what my original yes. essay right. spoke yes. about, this bias that exists. This person is that bias embodied, mm-hmm. and I can't work for someone who would believe these things, who act right. this way, and yeah.
Well, and I'm looking at Yuri Berliner's name. I'm looking at his Twitter page. He says, here's my resignation letter to JP's point. Quote, I am resigning from NPR, a great American institution where I've worked for 25 years. I don't support calls to defund NPR. Come on, Uri.
You're so close.
I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive and do important journalism, but I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at NPR I cited in my free press essay. Exactly right. So let's go to that NPR CEO.
Okay.
Which one do you want first, Eddie? Where she was talking about coordinating with the government to censor misinformation?
That doesn't surprise me.
Or do we want to hear her talk about how a reverence for the truth might be a bad thing?
Let's go with that one.
All right.
I believe she's speaking on something she knows.
See, I thought
about.
You were done with the TED Talks, Eddie, but you picked the TED Talk.
He snipped it out.
Yeah, he picked the TED Talk. So let's listen in. What's her name? Catherine Mayer?
Waste of money?
She's the new CEO of NPR, folks. Let's listen into her and her TED Talk.
But what about the hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well.
Yeah.
Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is.
Okay.
But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are...
Hold on, because we're all looking at each other like, huh?
Right.
Like a bulldog cheeseburger? Like what? Wait, we're not focused on the truth with the Wikipedia article. We're focused on just what we know right now.
The best we can know
right now. To try to keep these hard conversations from happening.
So that doesn't have a... I mean, she mean truth, like a capital T truth, like the gospel sort of thing?
I got a feeling no.
Man, well, maybe we just need to hear her out. Okay. We're being judgmental here. Let's let the broad speak.
That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, a reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist.
Sure, right.
Nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things.
Right.
But
I
think if I were to really ask you to think about this,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you.
Oh,
and
no.
probably for the person sitting next to you.
No.
But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths. They're based on things like where we come from, how we were raised, and how other people perceive us.
Oh, so it's all just conditional and part of your collective identity.
Before she goes to bed, she takes her skin suit off.
Yeah?
That's not
a nice thing to say.
That's not a real person underneath there.
It's this strange collection of postmodernist and Kantian universalist ideas that, you know, there's no reverence or real idea that the truth exists, right? It's all relative. But we know, Joey, you are a studied student in philosophy and a lot of these political theories, kind of this idea that this universalism, or that there is no truth. So we're in this like postmodernist thinking, and it creates, you know, for someone, I believe her background is with the wiki machine, Wikimedia, Wikicommons, whichever wiki machine she's a part of, and she speaks on here about the model they use. And that model, as I'm sure you know, right, Jimmy Wales, the guy who founded Wiki, this is a Hayekian model of knowledge, right? The idea that knowledge isn't centralized, it's dispersed throughout all of society, and it's the collection of this knowledge, and that's ultimately how we find truth. But her, this person, and people like her believe that, you know, the misinformation czar is an important role, and that the truth is, you know, what the government or the powers that be say it is. It's the truth as defined by edict.
Yeah, and they wrap it in the language of cooperation and consensus, but truth isn't just consensus. In fact, there have been many times where people have died for the truth when everybody else agreed they were wrong, but actually they were quite right. And to the deeper point, there are a lot of folks, I guess it's an old Ayn Rand line. Well, they'll tell you, you can't really know the full truth of things. So they're essentially telling you, Eddie, you're blind because you have eyes. You're deaf because you have ears.
Right.
Those things are just playing tricks on you. And if you just lean into how we want to define our life experience and these different things, then we might be able to mesh our many different truths into some authoritative consensus that then we're going to tamp down from the top down.
Well, it's just a simple thing. I see it as them trying to instill doubt into what I already know is fact.
Mm.
And when someone like that comes along my life, I either walk around them, and if they get back in my face again, then we just go our separate ways.
Oh, just go our separate. I thought you were going to say something else.
It's I tried not to.
This guy, for months, kept just leaning into the mic and going, there will be blood. You can't say stuff like that.
Have you not cut yourself? What happens when you cut yourself? There will be blood.
Well, you try to feel. In this day and age.
I hear you, Johnny Cash.
You know, and I've been thinking a lot lately about one of the left's most powerful tools, I think, is what they do to truth and their ability to weaponize and manipulate
it, yeah.
Language.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these words that used to mean something don't mean the same thing anymore. Racism being a clear example. Mm-hmm. Now there has to be a power dynamic to be racist.
Right.
Plagiarism, another example.
Yeah,
we recently saw that the well-defined understanding of plagiarism that we all had is no longer the case. And now inflation as well, right? It's not, inflation is now caused by the CEO of Kroger or, Putin caused it or whatever it is. So to weaponize and to continually redefine language like this instantly creates an in-group and an out-group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the ways that the left, in control of a lot of social institutions, is able to keep this power. And
right.
They're redefining terms constantly.
Yeah, it's not about exactly we're getting at the truth. The truth independent than from what human beings do. It's more like how can you make certain ideas fashionable mm-hmm. and thus authoritative.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what she just said in the TED Talk, folks, because we're now going to her talking about misinformation online.
Oh.
So how do we deal with information online, Catherine Mayer? Again, the new CEO of NPR.
We took a very active approach to disinformation and misinformation coming into not just the last election, but also looking at how we supported our editing community in an unprecedented moment where we were not only dealing with the global pandemic, we were dealing with a novel virus, which by definition means we knew nothing about it in real time, and we're trying to figure it out as the pandemic went along. And so we really set up in response to both the pandemic, but also in response to the upcoming U.S. election, and as a model for future elections outside of the U.S., including a number that are happening this year, obviously went through yet another Israeli election. The model was around how do we create sort of a clearinghouse of information that brings the institution of the Wikimedia Foundation with the editing community in order to be able to identify threats early on through conversations with government, of course, as well as other platform operators to understand sort of what the landscape looks like.
Now, I'll put it this way. NPR can hire whoever the heck they want. And NPR can hire her. And you can set up fact-check sites and clearinghouses of information. You try to become legitimate in other people's eyes. But I don't want to fund it.
Right.
Like, go raise money. Go, and NPR makes, funds themselves with a lot of donations. God love you. Good for you. But I'm tired of taxpayers being forced to throw money to pay for people like that.
100%.
Whether it's at NPR or all these other alphabet soup agencies they come up with telling us what is true and what is not. Now, I'm the first to say, don't just look at the corporate media or the official establishment line and then put a minus sign next to it and go, okay, that's what's true. Mm-hmm. The complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Often that's kind of how you end up believing really stupid, crazy things. You have to, I think, find different trusted sources, especially in particular subjects. So if you know this person has been saying this thing on this particular topic for a long time, they have their developed reasons why, that's probably somebody you should listen to. But at the end of the day, and this gets into such a, I think, an over-the-top philosophical conversation, when you mean truth with a capital T, what should everybody do for all time in order to live a good life? Okay, yeah, there's going to be a lot of disagreement over that. And in fact, what we do with politics is the give and take every day. But it doesn't seem like we have a free give and take anymore. We instead have a lot of folks that are now insecure about the power they have to control the conversation. They don't like things like the X platform freeing folks. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of ugly things online that I don't like, but I'm glad that I can now see them because, oh, that's a reality now I have to deal with. It's not just something that's put in the corner and kept from my attention span and my consciousness. So it's a weird time. And I just found this one guy resigning. What a courageous. I thought it was truly courageous.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this isn't new news like we were saying earlier. In early 2022, NPR faced another similar type scandal where they had several hosts of color that were choosing to leave NPR. So this idea that, wait, maybe this is news that's done by and designed for white liberals, there's truth to that. And so to have the gall or the gall to come on TV or to make media statements about how the NPR and these other corporate entities are at the height or at the forefront of disinformation policing, when these corporate entities, NPR included, are the biggest purveyors of disinformation that exist in the United States, right? And it's everything from the Hunter Biden to the laptop to these ideas or lies that get us to march into wars that we shouldn't be fighting in. And these are, in many cases, wars of choice because America hasn't actually fought to defend itself in a long time. And, you know, it's the CNNs of the world, the David Frums, the Max Boots, the Jennifer Rubens, and now this person here telling you that not to believe anything else, only believe what comes out of these approved, the approved and checked narrative is the one that exists, and you should close your ears and eyes to anything outside of that.
Right.
And you know, it's this is dangerous. This is certainly more dangerous as far as society than a single piece of disinformation.
And you end up with essentially authoritarian outcomes through supposedly free society. Mm-hmm. So the way China does social credit scores and is controlling everybody's speech, we don't have a centralized authority communist party running everything, but we do have this cabal of corporate America, all these different experts that are popping out of universities and government agencies, and they're having essentially the same effect.
They sure are.
And they're not elected. They're certainly not accountable. But she's about to mention here another short clip, this brand new NPR CEO. She's going to mention, well, the number one challenge. She just talked about that fight they were doing against misinformation, especially with elections and the pandemic and all that. What was the number one challenge to fighting disinformation? Let's listen in to Catherine Mayer.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy.
So like everything else, your freedom is the impediment for the powerful to do the good things. It's always your liberty that's the problem, that's dangerous, that's the challenge, and that's...
Yeah.
Maybe I'm sensitive to it, but I'm tired of it.
Stand by my very first statement. She hangs up her skin suit at night when she goes to sleep.
It's not a very nice thing.
It's the truth.
And you know, it's not just NPR or the higher-ups in these institutions that are believing things like this. Wasn't a Supreme Court justice recently said something to the effect of how the First Amendment hamstrings the government to be able to pursue...
It was Ketanji Brown.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And so, like, this idea... They're right. That is what it's designed to do. The U.S. Constitution is not the Bill of the Bill of Rights. All of these amendments, they are not designed to curtail the liberties of the average American. They are designed to constrict a government that, if enlarged, if it grows too big, can cause incredible harm. That's the whole point.
Right.
So yes, and these people are telling you, oh no, if only you didn't have this liberty, we'd be able to keep you safer. We'd be able to protect you from X, Y, or Z boogeyman that they're making up. Mm-hmm. The same with this FISA stuff, right? It's a lot of these making up these dangers that were you know, this boogeyman. Oh, you know, if we don't curtail your liberties,
this will happen, that hypothetical will happen, and it doesn't reflect reality, and it's almost always, always a cash grab to take more American freedom.
Amen.
Exactly. See why I like this guy?
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
It's good to see you, JP. It really is.
You too, man.
Let's try Babs again. Babs, are you still there? Barbara? Barbara.
I could hear you were between 3 and 4. In
all right, call back.
She gave up the mining.
She did. At least heard something here. Let's go to Ken Mullinex. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, how are y'all?
Pretty good.
Before I ask you my question, I had to remark on the elephant seen by a car running amid a town. That would really frighten me. I would be afraid that was indicative of those 50 or so Led Zeppelin concerts I saw in the teenage years.
Oh, flashback.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this really happening?
I knew I shouldn't have gone on that ayahuasca trip to Peru.
Yeah. Somebody said, they asked me, they said, what was that last Led Zeppelin concert you saw in Alabama? What did the music sound like? I told them. I said, it tasted like purple. But I better not tell on myself anymore. But I'm just now coming back from lunch, late lunch. And I'm curious to know, I figured figures would win. That didn't surprise me.
All right.
But Dick Brubaker is getting smacked in the face. Tell me, how do you reckon that happened? What was behind that? And give me some of your, I know you've probably been talking about it a million times, but what happened, gentlemen?
Well, I'm leaning on Jeff Poor here because Mobile is more his stomping grounds. We started the show with him. And he said Caroline Dobson did everything in her power to show she's part of that sort of community. And I think what happened is she essentially cleaned up in all the other rural counties and also the other major population center, Mobile. Whereas, Dick Brubaker is pretty strong here in Montgomery because how well everybody knows
him.
But I think it was he got outworked, and she had a pretty effective message. I'll put it that way. And then I suspect there's crossover between the folks who brought you Katie Britt and the folks that are helping you bring you Caroline Dobson, and I would never second guess their abilities in terms of campaigning. Not to say that the guys backing Dick Brubaker were slouches either. It's just we've got some pretty good political strategists in this state, and they got Caroline over the top.
Well, I'll tell you the deal. When it came to Katie Britt in her election, there were a lot of us Democrats like myself who did vote over on the other side just so that, I forget his name, that nutcase congressman didn't win. And we voted for her. That's obvious. But I think 99% of us voted in this runoff between Figures and Daniels because it was a tight race. So I just didn't know if Dick could pick some people off. Or he outspent her, didn't he?
I'm not sure of the actual numbers at this point.
I gotcha. Well, anyway, should be interesting. Do you think she's going to be stronger in November?
Well, and I brought up Senator Britt, too, because this morning there was an endorsement from Senator Britt. Kay Ivey was seen at the private home reception a couple nights ago for Caroline. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling the GOP, especially the women in the GOP that are now rising up, the big guns are coming out to try to get her over the line, because let's not kid ourselves. You know better than me, Ken. You're going to talk millions and millions of dollars coming from the Democratic side. National media will probably be covering this story for all sorts of different reasons.
It's a big national story.
Yeah.
And there'll be millions coming from both sides because this House seat is so important for both the Republicans and the Democrats. So we'll be in the news. It'll be kind of cool.
Though both of us here in Montgomery be like, we got two carpetbaggers in the race now, both Republican and Democrat. Y'all ain't from here.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy? Yeah, back in the day, right? You needed to live in the area that you are running, and before Reagan, you couldn't be divorced. So, crazy.
Well, I just want to thank Saint
Ronald Reagan for that, because if not for you, Ronnie, they would have never let me get near the White House. You know that thing was stormy? Well, I'm stuck in... Anyway,
appreciate it, Ken. Thank you, sir.
Bye, gentlemen.
See you, Ken.
JP, wow, you haven't...
Nice he does a good Trump.
Yeah. Well, and it comes on and off again sometimes. But my favorite Trump line, and it's a little bit of a send-up, it's like, I'm the genie, you rubbed my box, I'm now granting wishes. Or is it a lamp? Or is it like a little jar, like a Pandora?
I like that one, but I like the Al-Baghdadi.
Well, that's just Shane Gillis, man.
Just
quoting Trump literally.
Omar, Al-Baghdadi, he died like a dog.
Like, I do remember that press conference.
Right, I was like, wow. I mean, he just letting it out there.
Trump, by far, was the funniest president, and probably he's still funny. Like, I'm thinking of when they passed USMCA, the United States, Mexico, yeah, and Canada, the new trade agreement to get rid of NAFTA. He's like, I know it's a complicated name, but thinking of it like... USMCA, like YMCA.
Exactly. We're going to do the dance.
It's like, are we?
And anyway, they came in. You know, you think you go after a guy like Al-Baghdadi, you go through the front door. They didn't. They blew up his wall. And they sent in robots and two beautiful
robot dogs.
This beautiful. He died like a dog, but these beautiful dogs.
To the audio only audience, Joey's hand gestures.
Oh, you have to do the hand.
Yeah. They make the impression.
You have to do the hand.
Keeps him in character.
Oh, my goodness. But we do have to hit this break. More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
it's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused.
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
news and views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark.
We also have Eddie Bader in the house, as well as J.P. Cortez.
Who's that on TV? That judge, whatever her name was?
Janine,
thank you. Could not.
You got a thing for Judge Janine?
No, I thought she was going to say something about Trump right then, but they wouldn't see this young girl instead.
Yeah.
Trump trial's over for the day.
Okay. Jury selection resumes tomorrow in the Trump trial. I think of all these cases they're bringing against him, this is the one. It's like, if you throw Trump in jail over this one, we are going to have, like, this country fall apart. Like, that's just absurd. But, I mean, I think he's handling it fine. I think it's helping him.
I think he even come out and said it again. Hey, the more you throw this crap at me, I don't know if you guys have seen, but the polls look like making me better, making me stronger.
But now I want to go to, this big fight over the reauthorization of FISA 702. For those who don't know, it's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And the FISA Act has long created this FISA court, where if you want to essentially use our electronic spying surveillance capabilities, you have to go get a warrant from a secret court. But what's been happening is, okay, say some intelligence agent will go and they'll get the warrant and they'll spy on some foreign interest. And then in the midst of doing that, they collect all this other information on Americans. And what's been happening with that information that's collected that it shouldn't be looked into, the FBI will now go and query this huge database that's built up and are essentially collecting Americans' information without a warrant in that process. You need the FISA court's warrants are not the same thing as a full-on warrant you might think of your local police going to get by any means, or the FBI for normal domestic law enforcement. And there are even cases of, it's called parallel construction, where the FBI will find out a thing on an American. Mm-hmm. Like, he did some dirty, awful thing. But we can't tell the court we got this through the spying power, so they'll come up with some fishing story to present to the court. Here's how we actually got this evidence. Mm-hmm. And it's stuff like that that is going to be incredibly abused. And then on top of that, look what happened to Trump. And it's not even, you got to be a fan of Trump.
Right.
I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. Well, and when they take out, I call it the Kislyak screw job. Mm-hmm. When they take out Michael Flynn, his incoming national security advisor that wants to reform the National Security Council, because he realized, man, a lot of these intelligence agencies are just a waste. And they're constantly at odds with one another. Being a battlefield commander, never helped me on the battlefield. They create more problems than it's worth. So he's ready to come in, clean house. They destroy him using these sort of surveillance powers and, of course, leaking to corporate media. They do the same thing with Kislyak to Jeff Sessions, Alabama's own Jeff Sessions, who should have more of a backbone, but he followed the rules, so to speak. I don't think he needed to do that. So that's 702, and it's been abused for years. Years and years and years. Well, it passed. Just, re-upped. There were a lot of folks trying to get the warrant provision in there, and they're like, no, we national security. And if you could see what I can see in these classified briefings, you would do it too.
Show me.
Right.
Because there's nothing there.
Mm. Well, now Ron Wyden on the Senate side is saying this bill represents one of the most dramatic and terrifying expansions of government surveillance authority in history. So they're not just reauthorizing, they're expanding. So what exactly are they up to? Well, buried in Section 702 reauthorization, passed by the House on Friday, is the biggest expansion of domestic surveillance since the Patriot Act. Wyden's calling it terrifying. And so here's how it works. Under current law, the government can compel, quote, electronic communication service providers that have direct access to communications to assist the NSA in conducting 702 surveillance. In practice, that means companies like Verizon and Google must turn over the communications of the target of the Section 702 surveillance. The targets must be foreigners overseas, although the communications can and do include communications with Americans. Mm-hmm. Through a seemingly innocuous change to the definition of electronic communications surveillance provider, an amendment offered by House Intel Committee leaders and passed by the House vastly expands the universe of entities that can be compelled to assist the NSA. If the bill becomes law, any company or individual that provides any service whatsoever may be forced to assist in NSA surveillance as long as they have access to equipment on which communications are transmitted or stored, such as routers, servers, cell towers, etc. That sweeps in an enormous range of U.S. businesses that provide Wi-Fi to their customers and therefore have access to equipment on which communications transit. Barbershops, laundromats, fitness centers, hardware stores, dentist offices, the list goes on. It also includes commercial landlords that rent out office space where tens of millions of Americans go to work every day. Offices of journalists, lawyers, nonprofits, financial advisors, healthcare providers, and more. The amendment even extends to service providers who come into our homes. House cleaners, plumbers, people performing repairs, and IT services providers have access to laptops and routers inside our homes and could be forced to serve as surrogate spies. None of these people or businesses would be allowed to tell anyone about the assistance they were compelled to provide. So not only are they being compelled to spy on you, they can't tell you I've been forced to do this. They would be under a gag order, and they would face heavy penalties if they failed to comply with it, and especially if you're a small business. You're not going to try to fight that.
Right to you, dude.
But that's not even the worst part. Unlike Google and Verizon, most of these businesses and individuals lack the ability to isolate and turn over a target's communications. So they would be required to give the NSA access to the equipment itself or to use techniques or devices presumably provided by the NSA to copy and turn over entire communication streams and or repositories of stored communications, which would inevitably include vast quantities of wholly domestic communications. The NSA having wholesale access to domestic communications on an unprecedented scale would then be on the quote-unquote honor system to pull out and retain
they
only...
have no honor.
Yeah.
They have none.
Yeah. And this is what your leaders in the Intelligence Committee, this is what Mike Johnson, the brand new speaker, did.
Yeah.
This is absolutely insane. The Senate has to stop this. And I know Ron Wyden on the Democratic side is going to be crazy about this. No, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, so many others will, too.
What about the Alabama guys and gals?
Well, I would say Senator Britt, Senator Tuberville, where are you at on this?
Please, step up.
Now, if I had to guess, Tuberville can be convinced that it's a bad thing. We don't need to do it. I'm not so sure with Senator Britt.
A little worried about that myself.
I like Katie very much, but it seems that she is much more of a hawk on a lot of these national security issues.
Yeah.
And if she's going with the club...
Well, it's less trustworthy of the people, more trustworthy of the government.
But, as always, I'm happy to be surprised by Alabama's junior senator.
Nice. It'd be so nice.
We need somebody to stand up, though, there in the Senate, because this is just... Well...
It was really incredible, galling to hear, you know, Speaker Johnson. He was approached, I believe, before he went into one of these hearings, and he actually said the words... Yeah, well, you know, before I was in these classified hearings, I saw the FBI and I saw the thousands and thousands and thousands of abuses. Mm-hmm. But now that I had the classified briefing, I'm convinced. The scales fell from my eyes.
Right.
I suddenly believe that it is necessary to illegally spy on Americans because I want to save you from X, Y, or Z hypothetical. It's galling. And it's, you know what? These institutions, these arms of the government that come up, they only serve to take freedoms from Americans, right? And it is under the guise or under the stated purpose is to serve you or to protect you. But, you know, we're seeing the NSA, the FBI, the CIA. These are institutions that have been spying on Americans and otherwise for a long time. You've got Edward Snowden. You've got Glenn Greenwald. A lot of these people that have been reporting on this sort of spying. Mm-hmm. There's also the entire financial side of spying, where without a warrant, because of Know Your Customer laws and because of anti-money laundering laws,
yeah,
banks also, in many cases, can be compelled to provide the financial information for 100%. Anyone. And so you've got this entire system of warrantless surveillance that exists because you have this third party in the financial process here.
Right.
And that underscores, sorry to bring it back to sound money, but that underscores things like gold and Bitcoin.
Right.
You know, that like you can't, this information, I'm sorry, you know, evil politician, that this system that you have set up is based on having this hinge of the third party, but we're going to completely remove this and we're going to have peer-to-peer money that is not subject to the illegal surveillance, to the weaponization. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got NSA officers checking out ex-girlfriends and ex-wives. And,
yep.
You know, it's not to save or protect you and me. These are just government agencies that have bloated.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's every aspect of life. Like, and things like our money has turned more so, especially over the last few decades, into a tool of political control.
Sure.
Which is not a very Western idea, by the way. No. That's more something China or the Mongols have been doing for thousands of years.
It's on the fast pace to continue that. Right. Try to take a couple grand out of the bank.
And again, too, just underline the point, those financial institutions that are compelled to cooperate with the FBI or the NSA or whoever, they also can't tell you that they're being compelled to cooperate.
Right. You're exactly right.
And a guest that you have, a recurring guest on your show, Judge Napolitano, I had studied under him almost a decade ago. And, you know, having these conversations about these FISA warrants, about these gag orders that regularly follow them, it is an incredible breach of American liberty in a way that's unconstitutional, immoral, unethical. And, you know, you have very few voices for Rand Paul and for Thomas Massie and for guys like for politicians like this. It has to feel like bailing water out of a sinking ship, fighting such an uphill battle.
Right, and we need to convince more and more folks, and I would hope at least the younger generation up there would get wise to this, but there's a lot of competing interests up there in D.C. I always tell folks, don't listen to what politicians say. Try to think through the necessities they might be facing and what sort of deals with the devil they've made along the way. But we've got to hit another break here. First, though, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. So, hey, men, you need to listen up. Two things can happen as we start to get older, as we start to mature. One is, you know, problems in the bedroom. Erectile dysfunction is a very real thing. Or maybe it's a more general problem could be leading to that ED is low testosterone. And it's nothing to deny, put off, be ashamed about. And certainly don't wait to get it fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor. But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys, well, just like us. You know, guys, I'm like, I don't want to go. But they're that good there, folks. And, you know, the reality is, you've probably seen the advertisements. Pills often quit working, and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. There are actually studies now that show men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. I mean, that's an awful feeling if it's ever happened to you. You know, guys. So here's the deal. If you're lacking motivation, energy, and drive, including a decrease in sex drive, seeing a loss of muscle mass and unwanted weight gain, knowing whether you have low T, low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And the Montgomery Men's Health folks, well, they'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low T treatments there that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, you usually even notice an increased libido. And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Right. Yeah, but when you say it, it makes me... You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a dry forecast for now, but changes on the way as we get closer to the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix for Thursday. Then the risk of widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms, much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steer
steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fat broads and horse steak.
Shut up, silly woman.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and Views in the afternoon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, but hold your horses. We got Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet on the line. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. What a beautiful day.
Really is a nice day.
Yeah, been running all day long, just one meeting after another, and I don't do meetings well. I'm not designed for meetings.
Oh, I know you. That's just punishment. Yeah. What'd you do wrong?
It's a bunch of commercial work that will be out next year, but you got to do the meetings this year, and it's just...
Yep.
Yep, you got to swallow the pill and do it.
You still have some of that low-cost material, like pre-pandemic price levels?
We absolutely do. I've got two containers slammed full of vinyl plank that I can put in starting at $5 a foot.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's like 1990 price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't even worry about pandemic. We're talking about the 90s when it was fun and we all had a good time and there was no iPhone.
The good old days.
Do you remember? I'm sure Joey don't remember this, but just think, can you relate to going all day long and never taking a picture?
Yeah. No, I can definitely relate to that even with my iPhone.
Months without taking a picture.
Yeah, I don't like pictures.
Right.
And then you'd have to wait days to get them developed.
Yep.
Right.
If you even remembered. Half the time you'd lose the film.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
You go into your local camera store and ask for some, and they bring out a whole box because you forgot from last year to go get them.
This is true.
Yeah, and to quote the great late Norton McDonald, it's like today, it's like, hey, do you want to see 1,000 photos of you a second ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, like exactly. You had to wait and... Yeah, but either way, you get them developed or not, that's once the picture is snapped, your soul is gone.
But once you finish letting us put your floors in, you're going to be taking 1,000 pictures and putting them everywhere. You're going to be so proud of them.
There you go.
So that number's still...
We do that shower for you.
Oh.
That'd be
like
pretty good.
A shower remodel with the ceramic tile. But your number's still the same, 285-8117?
It is. Call us. We'll come out and give you a free measurement. Within a week, you got a new floor down. If it's a shower... Give me a week and a half.
Cool. And folks, when you call up 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles on the radio here with Joey and Eddie.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray.
You too, Ray.
Hey, breaking news. Senate votes down first impeachment article against Secretary.
They just voted it down?
Yep.
Like, no, he's fine.
It's all good. It's all good here. Doing what we want him to do. In fact, we're going to give him a raise.
Right. Well, it's not if you make a good impact in Washington, you just have to make an impact, you know.
I think it's better for you to do bad because you always get promoted up. If you keep doing decent at your job, they're going to keep you there. But if you screw up pretty good in D.C., they just promote you on up.
This guy doesn't know when to shut up. Like, you know, he doesn't play along. He's always telling the truth.
Right. Got to get him out of here.
Come on.
Got to get him out of here.
Team players, not all these Boy Scout. Let's go to Duke. Hey, Duke, how you doing?
What's up, Duke?
Man, I called at closing time, boy.
Yeah, man.
Good time. Yeah. I'm not going to really start up a subject matter since it's so late in the game and everything. But I just heard your commercial talking about the men's health story earlier, a while ago. And I want you to stay away from the women, women right now, okay?
Why?
You know, Donnie Ball having a hard time right now, so you need to learn that, you know, just you can't spend that kind of money, boy, and I'm going to leave that alone.
I didn't have sex with Stormy Face, or excuse me, Horse Face, Stormy Daniels, all right? She might have spanked me with a magazine with my face on the cover, but who wouldn't?
I tell you what, been whipping me, though. This doggone pollen, boy, been messing with me.
Yeah, here lately, last couple of days, getting to me. And I've been working since I had that sinus surgery. This is the first time I've ever had it.
And last year, I remember, Duke, when you were on antihistamine, you go a little nuts.
Oh, yeah.
We need to get that Duke back.
All that good sense trying to mix in with that medication. You know. So,
goodness gracious.
You know. But my heart goes out to this family, though, that was brave enough to show up.
Yes, sir.
In regards to that young lady. And I wish the other parents had and family member had the courage to speak out about it.
That was my thought, too. I'm like, why does every time, especially a young person dies, why don't you see the family and the folks showing up in the same way?
Agreed.
But I want to get a little deeper about it, but we don't have enough time right now. I want to speak about it some other day, but all of us as Montgomeryans and people, period, you know, got to stand up and say, hey, this got to stop.
Yeah, right.
Regardless of color or whatever. Don't wait till somebody white gets shot and all of a sudden y'all want to run down to the city hall. Nope. You know, I'm going to give respect for the family for doing it because this family hurt. They're hurting right now, okay? They want answers.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the ones out here throwing a rock and hiding their hand wants to, you know, turn your back when a five-year-old or somebody else gets shot. You don't say anything because not the right color or don't fit your narrative or your fast people you like to hang around.
There might be folks like that, Duke, but I think the vast majority of folks don't like it when anybody's getting shot, especially when you bring up safety.
They don't show it, because I called it out three months ago when I kept on complaining about the black kids and kids shooting folks and all that. Nobody said anything.
Well, where are their families?
On the airways.
No, Duke, seriously, where are their families? Where are their folks?
That's what I'm saying. I'm proud of that. This family stood up and did it, but I'm talking about some of the ones who on the sideline all of a sudden want to say something now. Until it hit your home, that's when you want to say something. But talk before it hit home. Let's save some of these kids. Forgot to. But the biggest thing I see what happened, I know we're running out of time. Think about this law that they passed to tell these young kids to walk around, you know, with your guns dingling on your side. And have y'all been there at the gas station yet where these guys got the assault rifles and got the butt of the gun hanging out in the belly there and just intimidate the hell out of me?
I hadn't seen it.
Oh, you hadn't seen it yet?
Keep
on going to the gas station. You'll see it when the summertime come in, when they got their shirts off and got that gun tucked down in there. They're going to spook the hell out of you, dude.
Yeah, that ain't good.
So that law we passed took that tool away from the sheriff's department. Permit. That helped a little bit. All right.
See you, Duke.
Thank you, Duke. Try not to get in an argument because we have like 30 seconds left. Don't do that, Duke. Call earlier so we can yell at each other. But JP, great seeing you today, man.
It's good meeting you, man.
So good being here. Thank y'all for having me. Next time I come down, the bourbon's on me.
All right. Yeah, don't threaten us with a good time. Right. And for folks who want to check out more of the work you're doing, how can they do so?
Yeah, please check out soundmoneydefense.org. I'm on Twitter at JPCortez27. I encourage everyone, if they would, to sign up for our mailing list on our website. We ask for email and zip code. We do that so that if there's a legislative battle in your state,